here. Oh, you, I guess you're rolling down the hill, aren't you?
Already, I'm coming up on Furman's golf course.
It's gonna be on your left, isn't it? Today?
Today is my Easley route.
You're stopping in saying hello to Joey, won't you?
He's my second stop this morning.
What stops you do, a day?
Right around 20, 25 a day. Much all of it's one and two man shops, so a lot of in and out. What you got going on today?
You can go to Lowe's and get some, a little bit of decking board. You know, we're doing the, having to change a little of the wood on the deck on the outer perimeter of it.
Still doing your pressure washing and deck repairs.
I had really not much to do to it, but, you know, Vicky will do some of the pressure washing. She likes to do that. She, you know, it's, I get it. What do you say, crunk up for her, and then she'll pressure wash, and then I'll piddle with tearing off whatever's bad, you know.
We're working as a team. That's for sure.
Stuff like pressure washing, you just stand there and it's, I hate cutting grass too. You just ride and you're not really doing anything, but your mind just thinks the whole time, you know.
That ability to just sit there and think and ponder on life itself, right?
You know, there's nothing else you can do. You just sit there and wait. I think probably 75 or better today, so I think I'm gonna. While I can, take my old truck out for a little spin, because I don't have a rear glass or side glasses in it.
Well, I hope you get to enjoy that. What I remember of the weather this week, it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day to do something like that.
Good day for just about anything, you know what, outside.
Pretty much all week was going to be that way.
Thursday, I think we're supposed to be 80 or better.
Around there, I don't remember when. It's supposed to be really nice this week.
Let me get out there, and it's cool right now. You know, it's a 30-degree swing, so we're going to have, like, I guess, like, two seasons today. And well, this week, one season in the morning, one season in the afternoon.
Welcome to the South.
KO4 CEF.
Hope you're having a good start and had a good weekend. KO4HKX.
I'm in 4AZE.
Yeah, I guess it's all right. I'm running a little behind as usual. I could fall asleep last night, and then when I finally did, I woke up late, which is about right. So, but other than that, yeah, it's good. Sore for the weekend. But yeah, y'all are definitely right. Go from 40-degree mornings to 70 or so, maybe in the 80s during the day, and feel so good. I mean, I was freezing this weekend in the tent, but then once the sun come up, you don't want to be out in it too long, it's still hot.
Hey, just so y'all know, Ken doesn't have his RAV4 today. It's in the shop, so he's down to an HT, so he's out there trying to listen. He said to tell y'all good morning and have a good day.
Who's listening?
Up there.
Ken, all he can do is sit there and listen. Hey, Ken. Can't say anything back, but good morning.
Can't say anything, man.
You know him, I hadn't known him long enough to be able to talk about him yet.
Oh, Lord. Nice to have friends, isn't it?
So I can trash him.
Off the top of my head, he won't do digital. That's about it. But, you know, a lot of people out there won't do that. But other than that, no.
Hey, he did get set up on that.
Oh, did he really?
He bought him a digirig, and he got it all working.
But I never heard him more.
Didn't he?
He's on his way. Go camping at this weekend.
I don't even really know how to describe it. It's up behind Gaffney. Really, you go through Gaffney, up off of Shelby exit, and it's about 14 miles off of the exit. And apparently somebody donated a nice plot of land to the Boy Scouts, so we camped out there. Had the boys using a little lightweight, little primitive stoves, you know, the little isobutane kind of stoves to cook their meals and stuff. Trying to gear them up for more backpacking-related stuff instead of taking the trailer and the big old patrol boxes and canopies. And I mean, pretty much glamping is what we do most of the time compared to what we did this weekend.
Be careful with them. That next generation, they got to ease into it. You might give them trauma if you don't.
I'd love to get them on a hike where you hike in, set up camp, you know, basically spend the day hiking, set up camp, and then, you know, just set up for the night, get up the next day and hike the rest of the way out or hike back, one of the others. But I don't know how successful I'll be.
That's definitely some skills they could use.
Are there when you do that?
This weekend we had 11 boys, some campouts. We have upwards of 20, maybe 23 boys, it just depends. But it's usually right around the 20 range. This weekend it was a little more roughing it than they were used to, and so we only ended up with 11. Plus, it's, you know, kind of getting late in the year, a little bit cool, so don't get as many.
When I was a kid.
That too. But after about 9 months of having to live in a tent, I hadn't done it so much since then.
9 months.
Pretty short growing up. Parents into things they shouldn't have been and couldn't hold down a job. And we were kind of homeless for a little while, living up in the forest.
What route?
Moved out when I was 16, and here we are today.
Moved out when I was 15.
Still been in tent camping since then, but not a whole lot. I've taken my son a couple times, me and the wife a couple times, but I will say it is not my favorite thing to do.
And then now.
Things that help make tent camping a little bit better, but like this weekend, man, I had a little three-legged stool that you sit on. And that thing hurt so bad after a couple hours of just, you know, trying to get up off of it, sit back down on it, I was just miserable.
And you can make it nice to go camping like that. Like I said, I have done it, and I won't say I didn't enjoy it. It was just, I don't know, it just brings back that memory, and it's just not something I want to do all the time.
Something for the boys that was good this weekend was the Dutch oven. I kind of snuck that down there. Because all of them are doing primitive. I figure most of them be starving. So I did a cherry cobbler for them. The simple recipe of the cake mix on top, and butter and all that. But man, they tore it up. I didn't have any of it left.
Like a sweet treat, a reward after that, right?
Yeah, definitely that. It was a nice sweet treat. Yeah, I could do it for them. I mean, that's a very simple recipe, but it wasn't really primitive because they had to have the chimney to get the coals going and a little bit of fire starter and whatnot. So I wouldn't have taken it backpacking if this had been a real backpacking trip, but I figured since they'd be eating all kinds of just grits and whatnot to survive the weekend, it'd be a nice treat for them.
Hey, he can cook.
I have one that Dutch oven anyway. I've heard him talk about it a couple times.
He's read some meals in a Dutch oven.
That Dutch oven.
Iron pot. Mine's got, some of them have legs on them, so they kind of stand up off the ground. You put your charcoal up under it, and then it usually has a cast iron lid, so you can put your charcoal on top of it and use that basically to heat the bottom and the top and bake whatever's in it.
Yeah, That's what that was called. You can do chili in that.
You know, the adults this weekend, he cooked chili, you know, took a little single burner stove, used white gasoline, and he cooked a spot of chili up. Man, I was eating good this weekend.
Doing it wrong.
No, it does sound awful good.
Creative. I don't know what he did. I'm sure it was just canned beans and a little bit of hamburger meat, and he chopped up some onion in it. And I had taken me some cheddar cheese sticks. So I put that in there, and I think he had some rice in it. Turned out really good. Either that or I was just really hungry from just eating grits and oatmeal and, you know, trail mix. But it turned out to be a good recipe.
I had a good time.
Except for hurting and climbing in and out of a tent. But like I said, hopefully it gets the boys and it'll spur them on to want to do more hiking, backpacking trips into the woods where instead of the more glamping experience. So. Well, gentlemen, I'm getting ready to get off my exit, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. Y'all be safe out there this morning, and hopefully we'll holler at you tomorrow morning. KO4 CEF, and I'm going to be clear on your final.
Hope you have a great day. KO4HK.
See you, Andrew. N4AZE. We'll do first this morning, Andrew. I mean, Patrick.
Nice thing about my days, they're already determined for me for the most part.
But you sell stuff like ratchet sets, like in the, what do you call it, in their, in a box or whatever?
Kits that are pre-made. That's mainly out of our house brand instead of the premium line, though.
They're usually in a plastic kind of thing. You open up and they're all laying in their little formed out little spots there.
Several different options on that kind of setup.
I get stuff like that. I got, because I've got different brands, I've got some odds and ends stuff, Snap-on, and I even have some, what do they call it? Great Neck. You've heard of that?
Is it Walmart or Kmart that used to have that?
I bought a Great Neck socket set. It's 3/8, and it's because it's got metric in. I don't think it was like $50 for the whole thing, and that's 20 something years ago. I bought that because my Snap-on stuff would get missing. You know, the body men come borrow something. The only thing that was left was the oddball sockets that you didn't use, you know, the 9/32nd, stuff like that, you know.
That amazing how people don't care about tools they don't have to purchase.
I had some good stuff that I'd keep in my toolbox, and they, can I borrow your so-and-so? I said, yeah, just put it back, and then the next thing I know, end of the day, couple of things are missing, and I'm like, time out. And my screwdrivers, man, I had good screwdrivers. So I went to AutoZone, bought the cheap stuff, sockets and all that. They didn't mess with it.
Working out of one toolbox, and the owner is tired of buying tools, so he just goes to Harbor Freight and buys the cheapest thing he can get, and it's hard for me to sell somebody something like that.
It's been long enough to wear it out, it gets gone.
I spend the money on quality tools when they're just going to lose it and steal it.
Keep a line of stuff that I guess you do, you were saying you kept up. Some house brand or something?
Basically, three lines of tools. Our premium line, which is branded Matco. And then we have Silver Eagle, which is our chrome socket sets and that kind of stuff. And then we have what's called ADV for our impacts and
all the other stuff. It competes with, like, Harbor Freight.
It's more value-minded, let's put it that way, and it's made overseas. Our premium line is made here, so that's the difference.
The most of?
I guess is in the first two don't count. Probably sell more of the ADV, the impact stuff, than anything. Do sell some of the Silver Eagle, the Chrome, but most everybody wants the impact stuff.
It's probably stronger.
Not a lot of difference in price, so that's just the way it tends to go.
You actually sell kits of that.
Individual also. We do both, and I keep a lot of that stuff in stock, so at least I have in the past. It's getting kind of thin now where I hadn't been getting shipments in a couple of weeks.
I don't need anything that I might get. I probably don't need to buy anything that's going to last because, you know, it's no need for it to outlast me.
In a bad spot. Transmission, dude. Have you? Cell service. It's real spotty over here. 610 is and easily down 123. I don't know what the deal is.
I said I have to get some stuff from you here and there. My stuff will have to be. I don't need to get anything that's gonna last because I'm too old. You know what I mean?
Say this, the ADV stuff is actually pretty decent quality. I don't have a lot of complaints out of it. I mean, it's thin wall impact grade sockets, so you're going to break it, especially with where they got impacts nowadays. You got a half inch impact and you're 1900 foot pounds of breakaway torque, which is just ridiculous. It's blowing sockets apart. And nobody wants to buy the right tool for the job anymore.
Isn't it?
It's not quality oriented anymore. It's money oriented. So, and it's hard to compete in that market.
People aren't getting into. They may in, you know, doing mechanics more, but I know in the body business, the body men and painters, they're not. They're just not getting into it anymore.
For the mechanics, because you got, they'll get into it and they'll realize, oh, the computer doesn't tell me everything when they finally wake up and realize that. I actually got to get my hands dirty and work on something? The computer don't tell me everything to do, and then I still got to figure it out, and I got to work on it too. A lot of them don't last. If they even try.
I was a kid. I loved doing it. You know, the challenge was the. Even today, I still love doing stuff. You know, it's the junk that I do, fiddling with stuff. I have to make a lot of my own stuff. You know, you just can't go out and buy it.
I loved doing it when I got into it too, but by the time I got out of turning wrenches, I couldn't stand it. There's no creativity anymore. It's all production, production, production. And, you know, it just took the love of it, just being able to figure that stuff out and dealing with the people. I don't know, man. I got real burnt out on it there toward the end of my 10 years as a mechanic.
You won't forget it, and you'll probably go back to it when you retire for enjoyment.
But as of right now, I could care less if I ever work on another vehicle. It's just, I don't know, it just, like I said, it ruined the love of the hobby for me, or experience, whatever you want to call it. So, other than that, now I enjoy helping people learn about it, and I do a lot of teaching while I'm out here too, which is not something that I get paid for, and nobody finds any value in it, but they all want to glean off my knowledge from years of experience, because honestly, there's not much out there that's my age or older that has any experience anymore. The older generation is getting out of it. That's why it's so hard to find somebody to fix your car.
Yeah, and everything's so stupid high now.
Off the shop a couple weeks ago, they've changed their labor rate. They were $2.05 an hour. I just can't believe that. I thought we were ridiculously high at 100 and 125 for diesels.
I don't do body work or any of that anymore. I know it's been 10 years or better that I retired, and it was high then, you know, like even the paint was, it was getting crazy high. But now the prices I'm hearing, it's unbelievable.
And the cost of living's gone up so much in the last couple of years that, I mean, it's hard to make a living out here. A lot of businesses are running on very thin margins, even though their labor rate sounds like it's really high. By the time you pay all the unemployment tax, Social Security, pay your employees, pay your overhead for your building and, you know, or area you got to work out of, and then buy materials to do it, it's just ridiculously expensive.
Well, mechanics especially, because, you know, they're having to get different tools every week. You know, the body men ran into some of that too. They had to buy, painters and all didn't have to worry about it. You know, they had to buy all the tools. You buy them one time and they're pretty well good for a good while. But mechanics, you know, every time you get a different car in, there might be a inside of a door, you got to take something off, or you got to have this special tool for it. They get on a truck, they buy this special tool to take these clips off of a door handle or whatever, just for this one particular car.
KO4HKX, I'll tell you this, and then I'm going to have to go because I'm at my first stop already. But I've been trying to convince people that you're going to have to pick one or two lines of vehicles to work on, either domestic, you know, or Nissan, Toyota, or Honda, whatever it is. Think you about three lines. That way you can focus in on that stuff and you can work on it. Otherwise, the technology's outrunning you, and you can't afford to keep up with it, and you don't have the time to keep up with it. There's places out there that are starting to follow that business model, like Halt. They're picking it up. And it's working for them. So it helps to streamline things and only focus on a couple of lines. It does make it easier for you as a mechanic, because tools, you don't have to buy so many tools. Because when you start trying to work on anything and everything, it is just crazy expensive in the tools you got to have. But dude, with that, I'm going to have to check out of here. Good to talk to you today, and I hope you and Miss Vicky have a good day. And enjoyed the conversation. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Enjoy it. You be safe out there, and I'm sure I'll try to get by the radio. Maybe holler at you once in a while today or something. Catch you later. And anybody listening, good morning, everybody. Be safe. N4AZE.